The Gemara says in Daf Vav Amud Beis that if a person shechs a chicken and you find beitzim gemuris in the chicken, you find eggs that are gamur, they're completed. Mutar lachem b'chalav, you're allowed to eat it with milk. In other words, we don't treat this egg like the guf ha'aim. We don't treat it like a chicken. We don't give it a din of basar, but we treat it like a separate entity, like a beitzah, and therefore you're allowed to eat it with chalav, with milk. Taisus is about it with Akasha that we find that Basila holds it if you have the beitzah of an avela. The beitzah is also ba'achila. If a beitzah comes from a nevela, it's also ba'achila, which means that we treat the egg like the mother. We treat it like the nevela, and just like the chicken was a nevela, the egg is a nevela, and it's also ba'achila. So you see that we do treat the beitzim gemuris like the mother that it came from. So why over here do we say that it's mutar lachem b'chalav? If it's treated like a nevela, it should be treated like basar, and it should be also ba'achila. And Taisus ends up saying that really that din, that a beitzah's nevela is also, is only a gezer derabanan. The Raisa would be mutar ba'achila. It's a gezer atu trefa. We are gezer because of the beitzah of a trefa. A beitzah of a trefa is also ba'achila, because over there it's gadol be'isser, it grew be'isser. The mother was usher, and it was formed within the mother. There was a treifa, and therefore it gets the isser of the mother. But the beitzah of nevela is mutar midaraisa, because it didn't grow be'isser. Only the mother only became a nevela when it died. Up until then it was mutar, so the beitzah didn't grow be'isser, and therefore it's mutar. So what comes out from Taisus is that really there's a fundamental chilik between the beitzah of a nevela and the beitzah of a treifa. The beitzah of a nevela, maker adin, is mutter, it's not part of the mother, like we see in our Gemara, it's mutter la'achlam b'chalav, it's a separate entity, not part of the mother. But a beitzah of a trefa is aser, because being that it grew, is formed with the mother being a trefa the whole time, it gets the entirefus of the mother, and therefore it's going to be aser. That's the aside of Taisus. Based upon this Taisus was really the basis of an unbelievable psak, unbelievable maisa that happened with Reb Chaim, where you see an unbelievable ga'inus of Reb Chaim. So the story goes like this, that Reb Chaim Soloveitchik was once at a Shavar Brachas together with the Blazer Telzer, the Blazer Garden, the Telzer Roshiva, the Telzer Rav. And they were speaking and learning Kedarka Shel Taira with a tremendous Rizcha Daraisa, going through different sugyas and answering Rikivagar's kashas. And they were both Gvaldika Ga'inim, and there was a tremendous Rizcha Daraisa there between them. But at the Shavar Brachas, there was a Rav who wasn't used to the Mahalach of Reb Chaim in a Blazer Garden. He was getting upset. He said, you know, it's nice all these Pupulim, but what about Halach Lamaisa? You have to learn Halach Lamaisa also. And they kept on speaking and learning, and again he said, you know, what's with halacha lemaisa, what's with halacha lemaisa? He kept on saying that to them, and finally Reb Chaim said, you know what, we're going to have to show this Rav how we learn halacha lemaisa. So he told the Rav, he says, I want to share with you a shayla lemaisa that came to me, and I want to see how you would paskin. So what happened was, there was a person in Brisk who was cooking for a simcha, and they cooked a big pot with a lot of pieces of meat. And there was a mishareses who was a guy working in the house, who mistakenly took a piece of meat that was an avela and put it into the pot. This piece of meat was meant to feed the cat, and that's what it was for, but she mistakenly took it and put it in the pot. And the question is, what's the din of the pot with all the other pieces of meat? At this point, they already took out the meat, and the right of there wasn't clear whether there was shishim or not. That was not something they were able to be mevar, and the question is, what's the din of the meat? So he asked the Rav what he thinks, and the Rav says, the din is pashut, it's mutter, you're allowed to eat the basar, because being that the taruv is over here is a min b'minoy, it's basar with basar, midaraisa min b'minoy is batal chad betray, you don't need shishim, and so enechinam, we don't know if there is shishim, but midaraisa chad betray is good enough, it's only midarabanan that you need shishim, it's a suffix. If we had shishim, it's a suffix darabanan, and you could go lakula, that's the halacha in such a case. So Reb Chaim said, okay, so you're passing the meat as mutter? And he says, yeah, it's mutter, there's no question about it. So Reb Chaim says, that's very nice, but you forgot one prat. It's not so simple, because he said, it's true that the bas and avela that fell into the pot is considered min b'minay, together with the basar of the shchuta, but you have to understand that being that this meat was meant to be used to feed the cat, came from an avela, so mistama was not nimlach, they didn't salt this meat, there's no reason to salt the meat that you feed your cat. So if they didn't salt the meat, it didn't have malichah done to it, then there's dam over here, there's dam in the basar. And now, in the taruvis, it's not just min b'mino of basar b'basar, but it's also taruvis of dam with basar, which is no longer min b'mino, that's min b'she'eno mino. The dam with the basar is min b'she'eno mino, and now you have a taruvis of min b'she'eno mino, now you need shishim midaraisa. It's not enough to say chad betray, and we don't know if there is shishim over here or not. So now you have a suffix daraisa. Was there shishim, was there not? If there's not shishim, it would be aser, because the dam is not going to become batal. And therefore, luchar, we have to be machmer, and we have to say that the basar is going to be aser. So the Rav heard that, and he says, yeah, you're right, and chanami, I didn't realize that. I didn't think about that, and luchar, the psak is that it should be aser. So then Reb Chaim said back to him, he says, no, but that's not so pashut. You're missing one important point over here. Because even though if it's true there is dam over here, and dam is daraisa, and it's shisha midaraisa, but that's regular dam. But over here, the dam is cooked. It's dam shenisbashel. And dam shenisbashel, the halach is, the whole dam is only asa midarabanan. Midaraisa, dam shebishlo is mutter. Once you cook the dam, it's not asa midaraisa. There is no issur dam. It's only asa midarabanan. So being that it was cooked, that downgrades the dam to nisa darabanan. And now we have an issa darabanan. The question is, do you have shishim or not? That would be a suffix on an issa darabanan, and we should have a right to go lakula. And the Rav heard that, he said, you're right, and a chinami, I made a mistake, you could be mekel over here. So then Rav Chaim said back to him, he says, you really think you could go lakula, but you're making a mistake. You can't go lakula over here, because it's true that dam shenis bashel is only asar midarabana, not midaraisa, but that's when you're talking about dam that came from a behema, which is kasher, when all you're dealing with is an isser of dam. So an isser dam, dam shebishel is mutter, and it's only an isser darabana. But you have to remember, over here we're talking about dam that came from a behema that was in a vela. This was in a vela that was supposed to be used to feed the cat. And forget about the Isser Dam. Besides the Isser Dam, there's an Isser Nevela over here. It's Yotzim and Atami. This Dam came from a Nevela, and therefore the Dam also has a Din of Nevela, and Yotzim and Atami is also Midaraisa. So now, even though the Dam Shabishloi, the Bishl will take away the Isser Dam, it's not going to take away the Isser Nevela, and because of the Isser Nevela, which has not been Beminoi, because it's in the form of Dam, now you would need Shisha Midaraisa. So you have a Suffolk, whether you have Shisham or not, that should be a Suffolk Daraisa, and you would have to go Lechumra. And the Chay should be Machm. And the Rav heard that. He says, you're right, 100%. I made a mistake. You have to be Machm over here. And then Rav Chaim kept on going. And he says, no, but that's where you're making a mistake. Really, there is room to be Mekel over here. Because it's true that Dam, that well, there's a Musig of Yotzim and Atame Tame. So the Mashal, the Chalav that comes from a Trefa, is also because Yotzim and Atame came from a Behema, which is Trefa. And therefore, the Dam of a Trefa would also be also because of Yotzim and Atame. But that's only by a Behema, which is a Trefa. But a Behema, which is Nevela, L'chai, there is not going to be a din of Yotzim min Atame, and it will be Mutter. And he proved that from the Taisis we just mentioned over here in our sugya. The Taisis says that there's a chilik between the Be'ah, which is born from a Trefa and born from an Avela. Be'ah that came from a Trefa is Aser Bachilu Midaraisa, because it grew Be'iser. It grew while the mother was a Trefa, but the Be'ah that comes from a Nevela would be Mutter because it didn't grow Be'iser, because the mother wasn't a Nevela its whole life, and only became a Nevela B'Shas Niso. So when the egg was formed, the mother was not a Nevela, and therefore that Be'ah would be Mutter. So based on that Taisis, Reb Chaim said the same thing should be true Legabe Dam. If the Dam came out of a Trefa, then yeah, the Dam will be Aser Midin Trefa, Midin Yetzim, and Ha'atame, and the Dam will be Aser Midaraisa, Midin Trefa, besides for the Iser Dam. But over here, when the Dam came from a Nevela, so then the Iser of Nevela would not be transferred to the Dam. It's like the Be'ah of Nevela, like Taisis says over here. So all you're left with is Iser Dam, not the Iser Nevela. The Iser Dam is only Darbanan because it's Dam Shabishlai. And therefore, being that it's an Issa Darbanan, and we have a Safak, whether you have Shishim or not, we should go Lakula, because Safak Darbanan Lakula, and therefore, Zakib Chaim, the din is that it should be Mutter over here. And when the Rav heard that, he says, yeah, you're right, about the Basar is Mutter Ba'achila, and that was the end of his Reb Chaim's Psak over here. And then Reb Chaim told the Rav, he says, you see why the Pulpulim that we have in Inyanim that don't seem to have to do with Halach Lamaisa very much have to do with Halach Lamaisa, and that's how we Paskin Shailas Halach Lamaisa, and that's the end of the Maisa. This is brought down in the Sefer Rabban Shkol Bnei Agoyla from Reb Shimon Muller. It was heard from Reb Zali Epstein. Zatzal used to say this over. And you see a little bit about the Gevalik HaGa'inus of Reb Chaim.